Welcome to a TNI AV special where we cover E3 2015. And if you've been listening and following along, then you'll know that we've done four of these already, and this is the fifth entry in the series. And on this episode, we are covering the Nintendo Direct press conference for E3. I'm Vince. I'm joined with
Anthony.
And it's just us two again. And like I've mentioned before, the format of the show is pretty simple. We just pick out our highlights that we saw and go from there. And so let's just kick it off. The thing I'm going to talk about first is the way they opened up the conference, and that is Star Fox.
Mm-hmm. Macross Star Fox.
Yeah. So Star Fox is on the Wii U. It's coming back. And I think, well, I like Star Fox a lot, but this trailer, I don't want to say it didn't impress me, but I kind of felt a bit, like, I'm interested, I just don't feel as impressed as I thought I would be. I don't know.
So the thing with this, I was talking to some other friends, and they mentioned that this game feels like when it comes out, people are going to get it, and then they're going to realize that all along they didn't actually want another Star Fox.
I don't know if I would go that far.
You don't feel that same way?
No, I mean, like, no, because I do want a Star Fox. I mean, I really like these shooting types of games. I just think that it looks like how I remember the Nintendo 64 version looking.
Oh, like with just like the way it's stylized and stuff?
Yeah, it looks very simple. There's 3DS games that look better than this.
I thought actually it looked okay stylistically, but like it's not pushing like super high poly counts or anything.
Yeah, I just thought it would be a bit more than that. And I also don't know what it is. They call it Star Fox Zero.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a remake. It's not a reimagining. And yet the level they showed Corneria.
Yeah, they showed straight Corneria from Star Fox 64.
Yeah, and I just thought, well, what is this?
Maybe it's a prequel. Like, usually Zero with Japanese games means prequel, but...
Yeah. No, that could be it, but they specifically said it wasn't, like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so.
So, I don't know what that means. They showed, they're introducing a new vehicle, mm-hmm. along with the Landmaster and the Airmaster. Is it the Airmaster?
R-Wing. I think it's R-Wing.
R-Wing, sorry.
I wish it was the Airmaster.
Yeah, they got the gyrocopter,
mm-hmm.
which I can only assume you're controlling with the...
With the pad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that happening. The one thing too is like a lot of vehicles have different modes now. So the R-Wing, the
transformation stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so the R-Wing has straight Gerwalk from Macross. Mm-hmm. It just grows legs, and then the Landmaster can actually fly now.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't really understand.
It's the Landmaster, not the Airmaster.
No, so what makes the two vehicles different now?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I think one is more, it's like more maneuverable. So I think the R-Wing is just, even on the ground, it's faster, but it doesn't take as many hits. And it seems like the Landmaster is like this flying fortress when it's transformed. Mm-hmm. And it's still like this rolling tank to when mm-hmm. when it's just in regular mode.
Yeah. Also, no, it's not really Macross.
What are you talking about? It grew legs and the upper half's a jet.
Yeah, but Macross, they don't run around.
Oh, okay. What, do they just stay still in Macross?
No, that's their, you know how in Star Fox you have all range mode?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Gerwalk is.
Oh, okay.
It's all so right. that they can use their boosters backwards and in all directions.
Mm, okay, okay.
That's why. The Star Fox one reminded me more just like a chicken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Star Fox. I thought I would be more hyped for it, but I'm not.
I thought we're only bringing up things that we're hyped for, Vince.
Because I thought I was hyped for it, and then I'm like...
During the middle of this talk, you're just like, man,
Star Fox. Maybe I'm not. Okay. All right, whatever. Give me something else.
The one that I'm actually surprised I'd be excited for is Zelda... What is it? Triforce Warriors?
Really?
Or... How I like to call it, Zelda the Three Swords instead of Four Swords. Because I'm pretty hyped for it because I really like playing Four Swords with friends. And I really like that whole, it's like half co-op, half competition aspect. And I wanted more of that, and that's what they gave me. Like, I seems like this conference for me is like, I wanted certain things and I wanted more of certain things. And Nintendo, instead of bringing out new stuff, they brought more or improved versions of things I want. And that's also how I feel about Three Swords or Triforce Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say on this, or?
No, it looks like Four Swords.
Yeah, it looks like Four Swords, but like, again, it's not necessarily a bad thing for me.
I don't know. I guess I feel the opposite on the entire conference to you. I just feel like these are all ideas Nintendo's already had, and they just need to push things into market
instead of sitting on it and just.
Yeah, that's how I feel about all their announcements. Or all their announcements were, oh, that's cool, but it's marred by something else.
Yeah, or that's cool, but like this has been announced already.
Yeah, like they already said, well, we're not bringing out Zelda, but you guys wanted Zelda, so this is what we're gonna give you. And it's like,
we needed more Zelda.
Thanks.
Anyways, okay. Yeah. Well, that's it for mine. You got another one?
Yeah. I'm just gonna move on to the ones that really were the only things of interest to me.
Okay.
And that was both Fire Emblem games.
Yeah. So you're probably all over this.
Yeah.
But before you get onto it, like these Fire Emblem games actually look like Fire Emblem games I want to play.
No.
You're saying no? I'm wrong of my own opinion.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I don't think you're gonna want to play Fates.
It looked pretty cool just from like all the cinematic stuff they've shown.
That's what Awakening looks like, and those are just the cutscenes.
Oh, okay.
Like that's nothing to do with the game. The SMT crossover. Maybe you want to play that one.
Okay.
But I don't know how you feel about SMT. Like those super hardcore SMT games.
I like, they're fine. Like, I'm still, like, Persona's still my favorite, but, like, I don't dislike the OG SMT games.
Yeah. So. But, I mean, they didn't really show anything else. If anything, it's just disappointment that Fates is 2016 and SMT is now in development.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, I don't think they have any dates associated with them other than 2016 and beyond.
Do you have like any predictions for when do you think the crossover is going to happen?
That's a good question. I think it's going to be holiday next year.
Okay.
Yeah, and as for the 3DS one, that's probably going to be January.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's already out in Japan.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. The game's done. It's just localizing now.
Yeah, just localizing it. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Those were the. Yeah, those are the highlights of the show.
For you.
For me. Yeah.
For another pick for me, I'm really into Yoshi's Woolly World.
Really?
The really adorable platformer that Nintendo's got going on.
Mm-hmm.
They just showed more stuff. They went more in depth on the Yoshi Yarn Amiibo.
Yep.
And they showed the different Amiibo stuff that you can use. So like if you have a Mario Amiibo, you get a Mario skin for your Yoshi. If you have a Samus Amiibo, like, you just get different skins for your Yoshi. I don't know if it actually changes the way Yoshi plays. Like, say you put a Luigi Amiibo on if you get a higher jump or something. But
yeah,
just the whole, like, the same thing with Kirby Epic Yarn, where this
did
game
you play
has.
That?
Yeah, I did play it. I don't own it, but I did play it.
Oh, okay.
And this game has, the game has just so much character. And it's like, it's something that I feel Nintendo really does the best, but like I just really want to play it like even more so than how much I want. Like I want to buy this game rather than just play it at a friend's house like I did Epic Yarn.
Yeah, I'm curious how much of this game's draw is that art style.
Yeah, that's the thing. I hope that's not the only thing that this game has to offer.
Yeah,
is that it looks pretty.
Uh-huh. In terms of like I guess the purest Nintendo game, this is the one that they showed off. And I do want to know, I got to know if there's something more to it than just that art style. But
yeah, so I'm still playing, what is it? Super Mario 3D World that came with my Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
And that game is more than just Mario for me. And I still really enjoy playing it, but each world offers something not only new in terms of like something you haven't seen before, but also new and interesting ways to use power-ups you get in the certain levels.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of keep playing with that. So I hope they bring that kind of creativity to the actual gameplay of Woolly World. And it seems from videos like they are, but you never know if that'll get tired through the whole game or as you keep progressing worlds.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah. But yeah, it's I'm watching out for it, but I'm hoping it'll be great stuff.
Mm-hmm. The next thing I'm going to talk about is
Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Yes. Now, I'm excited for this, but I feel like I've been excited for this for a while.
Yeah, because it's been announced for a while.
Yeah, because they actually showed the first trailer for this game before Xenoblade Chronicles came out.
Yeah.
On the Wii. I believe they showed it like a month before the first game came out, and that kind of took away my excitement for the first game when I was playing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, why would you show this one now before the other one's out? Anyway, yeah, robots and guns and future stuff and planets and dinosaurs.
I kind of want like a model kit of those robots in the game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, now that we've come back from the land of robots, like I think I'm getting more into... Just the idea of wanting model kits. We'll see after I build the ones I bought if I want more, but...
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's... the game looks exciting. Release date was nice to see.
Mm-hmm. And I really wish I played the first one now.
Really? You still can.
Yeah, I still can. I just got to get a new 3DS or buy an $80 copy of the Wii game.
Oh, right. New 3DS only.
Yeah.
I always forget.
Because you have one?
Yeah.
You're just like, ah, whatever. It's out.
That's why I bought it, so that I wouldn't have any limitations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, December 4th, 5th is the release day.
Yeah. Just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, just in time. Uh-huh. But yeah, no, it looks exciting. I just, I want to play it. It looks fun. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is like one of the few games where like I want to play it based purely off of hype from the last game. Like, I have no... clue of what that game play like. I have an idea, but I've never actually played Xenoblade, the first
yes.
one.
Yeah,
but I
yeah.
really want to try out the second one.
Yeah, I mean, it plays like an MMO.
That's it. Is it play like 12 Final Fantasy 12? Just no gambits.
Yeah, I guess that would be similar to 12. It's not quite as.
It's not quite all the way like that.
Yeah, there's some things that are different. I'm more curious to see about what they're going to do with the localization, if they're going to stick with the British voice acting.
Or if they're just going to go North American.
Yeah, if they're going to really just go all the way and just...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they'll do for that.
Yeah, this is also another one of those games that's already out in Japan, so...
True, yeah.
Yeah, but no. I think, yeah, looks good. Any other games?
I was pretty pumped for the Yokai Watch finally come into North America.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to finally see what the Yokai is all about. I've been indoctrinated just through culture of wanting to try out the Yokai. So like it seems like Pokemon, but with like a different twist on it. The gameplay seems a little like from what they showed, I don't know exactly how it plays, but it's like you could have different sets of three spirits. And then you could switch them out or like switch the order at least of which enemy they face on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like little mini games for you to power up their attacks and stuff.
Yeah.
So it seems a little less involved than Pokemon.
I would say more involved.
You would say more involved? Okay.
Yeah, I think the battle or at least the battle system looks more involved to me.
Yeah, but for like so is there more stuff other than like the spin to power it up or the tap to power it up and stuff like that? Or do you know if there's like different spirit elements maybe like
I'm pretty sure there are more and I'm pretty sure they're not all touchscreen related.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, cuz it kind of reminds me of like Dragon Quest the way it set up the battles.
Mhm.
Although I heard the everything outside of that is far more simpler than Pokemon though.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm excited. This game actually looks better than Star Fox visually.
Yeah,
which was surprising, but yeah, no, I do want to try out Yo-Kai Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the next thing I want to bring up, it's not really okay. I'm gonna break the rule. It's not really something I'm excited for, but before we start, before the press conference started, I was really only hoping for two things. One, a new F-Zero. We didn't get that.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, and the second thing was, I want a Metroid on 3DS.
Okay.
I should have specified I want like a classic 2D Metroid, because we got Metroid on 3DS.
Wait, you don't want Metroid Prime Sports?
No, I don't. I don't. What? I felt so betrayed.
Yeah, so the end of this conference was like, here's a bunch of stuff that you wanted and you asked for and we're making it. Yeah. But here's a bunch of stuff that you wanted, but it's like the monkey paw wish, and we gave you the twisted alternate reality version of what you wanted.
So that's how I felt about this entire conference. I was like, hey, there's Zelda. Oh.
It's not the one I wanted.
That's not what I wanted. Yeah, and then it's like, Metroid. Whoa. What is this? And then like, if the game didn't have Metroid in the title, I don't even think I would have recognized it as a Metroid game.
Yeah, because like their masks kind of are similar to Samus, but other than that, it's like they could have put any title on that.
Yeah, it looks like a successor. Do you remember Metroid Prime Hunters on the DS?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a successor to that.
Yeah, and I didn't like that game.
No one liked that game.
Yeah. But yeah, that was such a weird... The other weird one was the Animal Crossing games.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of Animal Crossing, but I know they're huge. And I was just thinking to myself, didn't they just make a new Animal Crossing like last year?
Yeah, but like this one's only based on home design, and the other one is just Mario Party.
Yeah, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I have no... Like, Nintendo is just like, listen, we gave you what you wanted. Now we're going to do our own wacky garbage that none of you want, and we're going to wonder why it didn't sell.
No, I feel like Nintendo hit gold with the Amiibo thing. Like, they're like, Amiibos are so dumb, but let's just put them out there. And then they saw the success and like, hey, we got plenty of dumb ideas.
Yeah, let's just do them.
Or not dumb ideas, but ideas that just makes money. And they're like, let's do it.
Yeah, I have no clue what's going on over at Nintendo with some of these ideas.
Like, who cares about quality? Just give them something.
And the Nintendo quality seal of approval means nothing, Vince. It means nothing.
I know. Anyways, was there any other games you wanted to
make note of? It's just one more. Mario Tennis.
Oh, I knew you were going to say this. This looks... Yeah.
No. What? This looks what?
I don't think this looks very good.
Oh, so I love Mario Tennis. Like,
I think everybody loves Mario Tennis, yeah, or has loved Mario Tennis at some point.
Yeah, and I just, for me, it's a specific case because I have certain friends which we still play Mario Tennis for the N64, like in the same room.
Yeah.
Like at parties and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that really adds to the fun. But this new Mario Tennis looks pretty cool. They got singles, doubles, new like giant power up mode where you can get super big. And the power of your shot gets increased, and so the one thing they showed where like if a bigger character or a powered up character does a power shot and a mm-hmm. smaller character tries to hit it, they can't hit it because it's too powerful, but they can reflect it back over the net, but they get shot back. It's like the anime thing when you catch like a super powerful energy blast and then your feet drag across the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that kind of thing. But it's just more Mario Tennis. Like, again, Nintendo is just bringing out more of what I want, or they're taking things that I wanted and then making it things I don't want.
You really wanted a new Mario Tennis?
Yeah, I'm excited for Mario Tennis.
Like, there's a GameCube and a Wii one.
Yeah. But, like, now it's been long enough to where I want a new one.
But you just told me you just played the 64 one.
Yeah, we just played the 64 one, and now.
So what do you need a new one for?
Because this one looks cool. I like the whole powered up thing. The thing where you get bigger.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, yeah. I don't think I have anything else to add to this conference other than maybe I just hate fun.
Yeah. So like you've been saying that, like I tell you, you're like, I don't have. There's no games for the Wii U, and I list these games, and you're like, oh, but those are like fun, and I want to have fun.
Yeah, well, I don't even know anymore, because the things that they showed here, like the Animal Crossing stuff,
mm-hmm.
is that supposed to be fun?
No, I think that's in the same vein as the Metroid Prime stuff.
Exactly, right? Yeah. It's like that Zelda stuff, and even Mario Tennis, like, I guess you see value in it, I just see it like, let's move on.
So I forget, I was watching Nintendo Treehouse after the fact, but did Mario Maker show an appearance at the press conference?
Yeah, they used it as their main
Oh yeah, it's for transitioning. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any care about Mario Maker?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Like for me, Mario Maker is gonna be that Little Big Planet thing of I'm never gonna make levels for it, but I definitely want to download other people's levels for it and try them out.
Mm-hmm.
So like that'll be fun, but like I don't think I'm excited enough for to have that like a day one purchase for me.
Yeah, so I think the thing with Mario Maker for me is that I want to play, or Mario games, is I want to play games that Nintendo makes.
Okay.
And I really don't care on other people's
interpretations.
Yeah, like to me, it's like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
You could make an awesome level, or you can make a really challenging level, but at the end of the day, I don't really care what you have to say about Mario.
If it's not made by Nintendo, it doesn't
matter. Yeah, like it's a dumb stigmatism I have, but I don't really care.
Eh, that's fair.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it doesn't seem like you want to play games made by Nintendo anyways.
That's true. That's very true.
All right, but that's it for Nintendo for me, unless you got something else.
No, I don't think I have anything else. If you watch the press conference, the best part were the puppets.
Yeah, I like that. Was it done by Mega 64 again this whole conference? Or I know they made videos with Nintendo this year again.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was really cool. I like the whole style of that.
Yeah, I mean, just as a wrap up, I would probably say like this whole conference just felt very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree.
I mean, yeah, I was just kind of stunned. I was just like, what the fuck. What just happened? I remember last year when we watched the Nintendo one, I said, okay, 2015 seems like the year to buy a Wii U.
Yeah.
Apparently 2016 is the year to buy a Wii U.
Because everything else that you want is coming out later.
Yeah, and then they're like, but guess what? 2016, we're going to talk about the NX. And I'm like, well.
So don't buy a Wii U, just buy an NX.
So never buy a Wii U is what Nintendo's telling me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right. You have any final thoughts?
No, like I guess if I had to give it a letter grade, I'd give it like a C-.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it was like there were some titles I was excited for, but overall, like I agree with you that this was a very confusing press conference, or not press conference, but a very confusing video mm-hmm. to watch.
Yeah, yeah. So. I think I'd go with a D. I would say C just because of Fire Emblem, but then that's negated by the fact that I felt betrayed by Metroid.
Okay.
So yeah, I give it a D. No, I give it a C because I shit on Star Fox, but I'm still looking forward to playing that.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay, then. Well, that's Nintendo.
Yeah, it is Nintendo. That's all Nintendo.
We will come back in another episode where we talk about the Square Enix conference.
Man, the Square. All right, let's do it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.